Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, good afternoon, Jasmine. I'm calling to see about how I can help getting home health care help.
Okay. What's your name, sir?
Name is Nathaniel Boyland, B-O-Y Land, L-E-N-D.
Mr. Boyland, what county do you reside in?
Delaware County.
Okay. And you're in the state of Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes.
And what's a good number to reach you?
215-756-2152.
Okay. And would you prefer a male or a female, or does it matter?
Well, I have someone in mind,
okay,
but
that's great.
I was just trying to see what would I have to do.
Okay. So if you have a caregiver in mind, what's their name and number so I can reach out to them and send them the hiring application?
Their name is Tyrone Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S.
Okay. And what's his phone number?
Damn, I got to look it up to get it. I'm sorry.
Take your time, sir. No rush.
I don't know if I can do it while I'm on the phone with you or not. I'm trying. Hold on.
If not, you can give it to me later.
Okay. All right, because I can't pull it up while I'm on the phone with you. I'm not real literate with doing stuff like that over the phone.
Okay. What's your date of birth, Mr. Nathaniel?
May 13, 1962.
Mm-hmm. And your home address, sir?
My address is 349 Park, P-A-R-K, Mount, M-O-U-N-T, Road, Media, PA, 19063.
Got it. All right, now I just need you to write down some of our information. Just let me know when you are ready, okay?
Hold on, I gotta get a pen and paper. Hold on, give me a second. I just got out of hospital today and I had a procedure.
Take your time, sir.
All right. I got an envelope too. I have to write it down right here. Okay, I'm ready.
The agency is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Okay, hold on. Family First Care, okay.
The agency's phone number is 267.
561. 551.
7400. That's 267-551-7400.
7400, okay.
And my name is Jasmine.
Jasmine. J-A-S-I-N.
M-I-N. You got it.
M-I-N.
J-A-S-M-I-N. Yep.
Okay.
And now, do you have your service coordinator's information, their name and phone number, so we could call them and let them know?
Who's the service coordinator? I don't know nothing about none of this. That's why I'm calling to ask.
Okay. Have you ever had services in the past, or is this your first time applying?
No. I've never been on services.
Okay.
Trying to see
so
if
let
I,
me check to
I
see.
I just got out of hospital today.
I'm going to check to see if you're eligible for the referral. And if you are, we're going to submit it today and get you started, okay?
No, I just want to know the process, first of all. You know.
This is the process. I'm going to check to see if you're eligible. And if you're eligible, we'll submit the referral to get you online.
I'm eligible. I already know I'm eligible. I'm on Medicaid and Medicare. I already
right,
know
but
I'm
that
eligible.
Doesn't mean, no, that doesn't mean that you have the codes necessary for home care, sir. So I'm going to check to see if you have the eligibility code. Yep, I'm going to check right now, okay? Just give me 1 second, sir.
Thank you.
So what I'm going to attempt to do is check to see if your Medicaid has the eligibility code for the referral. If they do, then we could proceed because then we have to get you online for what's called an in-home assessment. That's when the state comes out and comes out and verifies that you are a real person with real needs.
Okay.
That's when they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get, okay?
Okay.
While I'm looking this information up, if you can find the caregiver's information, if we get disconnected, I'll call you right back, okay?
If I can find what information?
Your caregiver's information. I just need the phone number so we can send them the hiring application to Tyrone.
All right, okay, I'll see if I can get it. All right. So. So. You sleep? Huh? Need your phone number. I can't get it off the phone because I'm on the phone. Yeah. Wait a minute. All right.
44.
4567. I knew
about the 4567. Okay, sir, you have the eligibility code to submit the referral, okay? So we're going to call the Medicaid broker and get you online for that in-home assessment. We're going to see who's available to assist you.
Okay. No one found set up right. Go home health. Go home health here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I want you to write down some information. Just let me know when you're ready, okay?
Hey, give me a second.
Take your time, sir.
Hello?
I'm here, sir.
Okay, I'm ready.
So you're going to call the broker?
The broker.
Medicaid broker?
Medicaid. Okay.
The number is 877?
877.
550?
550.
4227.
4227.
And I'm going to give you your Medicaid ID number. Let me know when you're ready. It's 18.
Wait a minute. Okay.
1875
Excuse me. Slow down. 1877.
1875
1875
962
962
738
738
I'm going to be transferring this call to Ms. Abigail. She's going to be further assisting you onto services and placing that call. You need to let them know that you're in need of home care services and you're calling to schedule an in-home assessment. Can I get Tyrone's information now? I just need his phone number.
His phone number is 484-782-4567.
All right. Please hold while I transfer this call.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Please.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Who am I speaking with, please?
Speaking to Nathaniel Boylan, B-O-Y-N, L-A-N-D.
What's your first name? Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Nathaniel Boylan.
Okay. Just a second, please. Okay, so I just want to run through the basic process with you just so you know a little bit about it.
Okay.
Before we get started with anything.
Okay.
Okay, so. Sorry. So when you apply for the services, you need to get approved by the state and the county. The state's approval is through the company named Maximus. They will have two in-home assessments with you to see if you are eligible for the services. And then we will have to collect some financial documents for the county. Once we have that approval from the county as well, we can move along with discussing ours, which is with another assessment with an assigned service coordinator that you will have. That's at the end of the process. Usually it takes about 6 weeks, give or take a few, depending on if we can get through the patient or the caregiver.
Long?
Sorry? About 6 weeks.
It takes about how long? Six weeks?
Yes.
Okay.
And depending if we can hear back from the county, if we get the answer from them, that will also take some time. Like 2 weeks. I just want to let you know this before you get started so you know exactly what's happening, okay?
Okay, it's going to be a process. Okay.
It's a bit of a process, but then once we're done with the process, we will be paying your caregiver at the end, and you will be enrolled in our agency, and you will get your home care services. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so before I give you the number to call to schedule the first assessment, I just want to confirm, are you making more than $2,900 a month?
No.
Okay, how about, do you own a home or a car?
I don't.
Hello?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay. No home or car?
No, I don't.
Okay, how about, do you have any assets, whether it's in the bank, in savings, cash value, or an object, anything for over $8,000?
No, I don't, no.
Okay,
no,
I'm just asking you these questions because the government sometimes runs into issues if a patient has any large assets. So I need to confirm this with you before we start with anything.
I don't have none of that, no.
Okay, no problem. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Are you living with minors? Any minors in your home?
Just minors are where I stay at, yes, but they're not mines, yes.
You're in a shelter?
I'm not in a shelter. I stay with my nephew right now. He's pretty much taking care of me anyway, so here, why not see if I can help him get paid while he's taking care of me?
Yeah. And then his children are in the home?
Yes, he has children in the home, yes.
Okay. Fine, that's fine.
I'm sorry if you hear me moaning and groaning in the back. I just had a procedure during the day.
No problem. Okay, I hope you feel better soon. Okay, so now that we just went through that, Jasmine gave you the number to schedule the assessment with the broker, correct?
She gave me the number to what?
The 877 number?
Yeah, the 877 number, yes.
Okay, so when we hang up, you'll call that number to schedule the assessment?
Okay.
Okay, and then just one more thing before we go. I want to let you know, at this assessment that you schedule with the broker, they will give you a doctor's form to fill out by your doctor. But if you would like, usually what we do is I have someone call you from the telehealth company. It's a company that we work with, and they can fill out the doctor's form over the phone. And like this, you won't have to go to your doctor.
And that's okay, because I see my doctor once a month, my primary care doctor once a month.
Okay, so I'll have them call you, okay?
Okay.
It will be a New York number coming up, just so you can look out for that. That will probably be them, okay?
And where area code would that be?
Either 718, maybe 917, 904. It's probably 718, though.
Okay, all right, thank you.
And then I also want you to save my number because you got transferred from Jasmine to me. I have my own direct line. So if you can save my number. My name is Abigail. I'm the enrollment coordinator here at Family First Care. If you have any questions.
A-B-G-A-L?
A-B-I.
A-B-I-G-I-A-L?
G-A-I-L.
Okay, Abigail. Okay.
Your
number?
My number is 267-551-7438. And you can call that number.
551, sorry. I didn't get the last four.
Sorry. 267-551-7438.
7438, okay.
Okay. You can call or text that number. If you have any questions, I'm always here. You can help me. Sorry. You can text me. I'm happy to help you. Sorry about that.
I'm in a little pain. I told you I just got a procedure done today, and I'm in pain.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just letting you know. You can call or text my number if you need, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and when you schedule with the broker now after we hang up, if you can please text me with the date and time that you scheduled for, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, great. Amazing. So we'll be in touch, okay?
All right, I'm going to call the broker now. Thank you.
Amazing. Okay, let me know.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Feel good.
Bye-bye.